We are in Simin Reish Tzadik Beis. We are up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing that as well as the first Sif of Reish Tzadik Gimel. Omrim Tzidkoscha. At Mincha we say Tzidkoscha. Why is that? Because Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech were all Nifter on Shabbos afternoon. And that's why we'll see later that the minig is not to be Koveh Medrash on Shabbos at that time, because the halach is chochem shemeis, mevatlim the medrash, we're mevatlim medrashos. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Bach, who brings, and it's a Zohar really, that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Erev Shabbos. He was buried on Shabbos afternoon, and that is the Eis Rotzen of Shabbos afternoon. Others say that the reason why we say Tzidkoscha is as a Tziduk Hadin, because of the Rishoyim that are on the way back to Gehenim. Vimchal bo yom, shilu hayachol, lo hayom b'mincha nefilas apayim. If Shabbos is a day that had it been a weekday, we would not have said tachnun. Ein omim tzidkoscha, you don't say tzidkoscha. So let's say Shabbos is Rish Chodesh. Shabbos is Erev Rish Chodesh. Mincha Erev Rish Chodesh, we don't say tachnun either. So if Shabbos is either one of them, or Shabbos is Erev some kind of yontiv, or anything where the next day we would not say tachnun, and already from Mincha before we don't say tachnun. So you don't say tzidkoscha. Ein omim tzidkoscha. Further, says the Ramon, ahagav, v'nogu shlo l'gvoa medrish bein mincha l'marif. The minig is not to be koveh medrash between minche lamarav, again as a bittul based medrash because of the ptira of the tzaddikim. Aval omrim pirkei avos b'kayitz v'shiramalis b'choriv v'kol mokum l'fi minhagol. Pirkei avos and shiramalis are supposed to take the place of the medrash where you're not koveh medrash on Shabbos. Not lamaisa, it's not an iser, it's only a zikaron, it's only a way of remembering that they were nifta then. And as a result of it, if you're not having a big get-together where people are learning a shir, instead you have individuals learning, or even chavrusas learning, that's all right. This isser is in the late afternoon, near dark. Now, lamaisa, the minig today is that whatever shirim there are before mincha, and between mincha and marv, we have shalashudis instead. It's brought down that the Maral Miprag often darshan between mincha and marv on Shabbos, because otherwise people were spending the time with dvarim betalim. And if you really think that that's what's going to happen, then you're better off to go ahead and have a drasha then. Reish Tzadik Gimel. Sif Aleph, ma'achrin tfilis arvis kedei lahosif me'achol ala kodesh. You're supposed to daven marv a little bit later. You don't just daven the first second that you can daven. During the week, you can daven just when it gets dark. On Shabbos, you wait a little bit in order to be makan the mitzvah tosefes Shabbos of being mosif me'achol ala kodesh. For several minhagim, first of all, the minig of singing Elokim Yechanenu and other mizmorim that is brought down. There are all kinds of halachas with regard to that minig. First of all, when Tisha B'Av is Chala Matzoi Shabbos, you don't sing. Also, if Shabbos is Erev Yontif, we don't sing before Marav Yontif. The idea is that this is being sung for a week of work. It is mutter to sing it bal peh because it's like tilim, and tilim one is allowed to say bal peh. The idea is that what we're doing is we're escorting Shabbos Hamalka out with shiris v'sishbachas. Also, another thing, and one of the reasons brought down for the minig of singing Amatzoy Shabbos before Marav is since the minig is to daven Marav late, we're afraid that people are going to end up speaking dvarim betalim. So instead, we sing mizmorei tilim to keep people from speaking Dvarim B'Talim.